The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good afternoon, Rolene Marks. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Ben? You are very chipper today.
Every single day. That's how we like to be. Otherwise, Tubble,
how you roll.
Tubble would have me over a desk and be very, very upset. So anyway, it doesn't matter. Chipper or not, we've got to find out what's going on in Israel. And I see that no one is very chipper at the UN. They're all giving one another a most hard time.
Well, can I just say Nikki Haley is like a boss at the United Nations. And yesterday, she really, really schooled the top Palestinian negotiator, Saeb Erekat. He just a couple of weeks ago told her that she was impudent and that she should shut up regarding her criticism of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. So she said that she clearly will not shut up. And Abbas, who had spoken earlier at the United Nations, got up and left the room before the Israeli or American delegations addressed the audience. And Nikki Haley went on to say, she said, "I'm sorry that he declined to stay in the chamber to hear the remarks of others, and that she welcomes him as the Palestinian leader and the Palestinian people here today." She says, I love this. She says, "I will decline the advice I was recently given by your top negotiator, Saeb Erekat. I will not shut up," she said. "Rather, I will respectfully speak some hard truths." And she spoke about the fact that once again Israel is singled out. And after I make my point, I just want to go on to another point while we're speaking about the Middle East. And she said that the Trump administration would welcome the Palestinian Authority to come to the negotiating table. She says, "But we are not going to run after you." She says, "You know, we're sitting here, we're waiting, but we're not going to run after you." But while we are speaking about the Middle East and the amount of attention that is once again given to Israel, we see it in the media in South Africa, we see it at the United Nations, and we need to speak today, Benji, about what is happening in Syria, in the eastern province of Ghouta, which is held by the rebels. Over 250 civilians have been killed in the last week, most of them children. And a quote from journalists on the ground is that civilians are literally sitting there waiting to die. And we talk about Israel, and there's a lot of finger pointing at Israel, a lot of discussion about Israel, but who is speaking for the Syrians while they are absolutely being bombarded, that there is wholesale slaughter happening in Syria, and the plight of Syrians is going unnoticed. There are many other issues that people, and I'm going to call out especially the South African media, are obsessed with Israel about, understanding very little of the intricacies and nuances that that are contained in these issues. But who is speaking for Syria?
Yeah, absolutely. There's not much going on here. Basically, a peep, which is quite remarkable, considering what's going on there. And we have all of these people pitching up for apartheid weeks and all sorts of other nonsense, and think tanks and whatever, bringing out people. So it's it is a fairly disturbing aspect. But what can you do? We just have to keep carrying on and speaking out for what is right. And I see pushing it back against Nikki Haley was Abbas himself, and now he's calling for an international peace conference. What's that all about?
Yes, he says he calls for a convening of an international peace conference in the middle of this year based on international law and relevant UN resolutions with broad international participation, including the two concerned party and the regional and international stakeholders. So it's very, very fancy legal speak from President Mahmoud Abbas, who since President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital on the 6th of December has refused to deal with anybody from the American administration. And he says that what they will also continue to do is step up real efforts to gain full membership at the United Nations. And he goes on to say, we will come to this council. We were rejected last time, but we will come again and again and call for full membership. We are deserving, and he says, we are deserving of being a full member of the Security Council.
Well, certainly, if he carries on like this, I don't know if that really should apply. But let's move along to Europe now. The Poles are regularly in the news at the moment. And I see the Polish deputy minister suggesting that they want to open a polo cast museum.
Well, this is a situation that's just going from bad to worse and more bizarre as we cover it. I mean, earlier today, the Ruderman Foundation in America appealed to the Trump administration to almost not freeze diplomatic ties, but actually take a step back with their bilateral ties with Poland to object to this horrendous trajectory that the country is on. And yesterday, Poland's deputy culture minister called for the opening of a Holocaust museum. He says to commemorate the Polish victims of Nazi crimes during World War II. Now, there's nothing wrong with commemorating the victims in your country. Absolutely not. But to call it a Holocaust, to liken it to the extermination of the Jews of Europe, I mean, it's absolutely untenable. And he says, it's enough to read official German documents from these times or Hitler's books to know that after the Jews, he wants to completely erase from Europe the generally Slavic people, especially the Poles. So while there's nothing wrong with commemorating those who have fallen in your country, this is getting more and more ridiculous and offensive by the day.
Yeah, what's going on with the Poles? They seem to be just poles apart, really. Quite ridiculous. Although, on the other pole of Europe, that's in Portugal, I see that they're a little bit more on the loving side of the Jews once.
Yes, well, this was a very nice surprise to see. I mean, if you know anything about Jewish history in Portugal, the Jewish presence in Portugal goes back some 1,600 years. We know that many took refuge during the time of the Inquisition. Many escaped Portugal. And over the last couple of years, there has been intensive efforts by the Portuguese to offer passports and offer almost a right of return to Jews whose families originate from Portugal. So Portugal right now wants to encourage more Jews to immigrate to the country and to encourage more Jewish investment. And this comes from the Secretary of State for Tourism. She was in the United States, or she is in the United States this week, and she said yesterday, she said, we want a Jewish presence in Portugal. She says, and we look to Jewish investment. So this is Ana Mendes Godinho, and we say, obrigado, Ana Mendes Godinho. And she says she's meeting with dozens of Jewish organizations, including the AJC and the Jewish Council for Public Affairs and the American Sephardi Federation, the Anti-Defamation League. And it looks like she's really on a charm offensive, Benj.
Yeah, well, interesting to see what the Portuguese are up to. And, you know, there are a lot of Jews who have. I don't know how you prove that, though. I mean, the Inquisition was back, was it the 1400s or something like that? The 1500s? Am I wrong?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, like, it's not like they were like passports back in the day. So I wonder how people would go about proving something like that.
Well, it's incredible because we know that there are many who come from or who originate from Lithuania and they have been given passports, but I think that the history of Jews in Lithuania, Latvia, those countries is a lot, we can prove it a lot more recent. This history goes right the way back to the Inquisition and further back. So it's quite fascinating, but apparently it can be proven.
Sure, that is quite remarkable and interesting that the Portuguese are in fact going down that road. So, interesting. Rolene, that brings us to the end of the Israel Report for today. Thank you. Just a reminder that Rolene is going to be on at 4:30 tomorrow. So please don't forget, if you want to get all the latest news with Rolene, that's when she's going to be on.
I just want to mention one thing. There's a lot of mention on Facebook, it's doing the rounds, that South Africa is officially cutting ties with Israel.
I did see that today.
To my knowledge, while there was a vote at NASREC and the ANC might have voted in that direction, it is not official policy or foreign policy of the Republic of South Africa to end ties with Israel. And I think until we hear, and hopefully we don't hear, any kind of official announcement with that respect, I think that we need to caution against spreading this kind of news.
Yeah, I saw that as well, Rolene, on Facebook. It was interesting. It was seemed to be some international site who had listened to Parliament yesterday, and there was an ANC member who had said that the ANC wants to do this, even though that actually wasn't what the ANC voted on in December, and they seem to not be able to understand how South African politics works, and seems to be now spreading fake news. So if you do see that, maybe write to those people and tell them to stop being stupid. So anyway, Rolene, thanks so much, and we'll chat to you tomorrow.
Same time. Well, not same time. Tomorrow, 4:30 tomorrow.
But the same place.
I willingly, with a very, very happy heart, give my space to the tremendous guest that you will be speaking to tomorrow.
Fabulous. I'm sure that they will like it as well. And yeah, that's it. Off goes Rolene Marks.